Good evening, this is the album review show with Beth, Izzy, Adam and Tom. How are you, Izzy?
Oh, I'm well, how are you?
I'm alright, how is everyone else?
Fine and dandy.
Wicked.
You're wicked, good. We've got a jam-packed show tonight, not sure if we're going to get it all in, but we'll give it a good go. First up, we've got a bit of Superfood, which is in the background at the moment, and we're all loving it.
So excited, I absolutely love this album.
Everyone's got a lot to say, I feel.
Oh yeah.
Which one we got up first, Izzy?
I think we're going to play Mood Bomb. This is one of the songs they released. Like, I think it's just such a good album. It's just the best album I've heard in a really, really long time. And I knew that they had, I heard Mood Bomb and I was like, oh, this is a really good song. And then I saw they had a new album, so I checked it out to just give it a listen. And it's just the most excited I've got about an album for a really, really long time. So yeah, I know, I'm really excited to talk about it more.
Everyone's going to be chatting away. So do you want to crack that on?
Yeah, should we play Mood Bomb to start?
It's Mood Bomb by Superfood. That was Mood Bomb by Superfood. And that went really weird then.
That was Mood Bomb.
So, Tom, you went to see them on Monday. Yep. Tell us a little bit about
jealous.
It.
It was brilliant, to be honest. They were amazing. They just felt really feel good. They were just jumping around, like doing whatever they wanted, really.
Doing what you want.
Apparently, they're just like
they
the
own
happiest
the stage.
Band. Oh yeah. I'm going to see them on Tuesday. I'm so excited. I bought my tickets today because I didn't really realize. I knew that they were coming to Brudenell, but I didn't clock that it was on Monday. So I saw that I'd missed it. I was so upset. So I like logged on to see tickets, and I'm like, oh, they're playing on Tuesday in London. I was like, oh, I'm going.
Mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've read something about them, and they were saying how all like on stage they're all just like keep going, they're all pumped up, and they're all happy, ready to go. But it do seem that way. The music seems that way. As soon as you listen to it, I was like, oh, I didn't know who they were.
You can't feel sad listening to a Super Cute song.
It's so true. They're really a good adjective I'd use, and I read it somewhere else. I can't take credit for it. They're really fidgety. I just really like that, fidgety and young and jumpy. I like that a lot. That's good. But no, there's just so much energy throughout the whole album, though. This isn't the first song off the album. It's track 6. The track that's currently in the background now is track 1, which I think is a little bit of a weird entry, but I like it.
I wasn't a massive fan of the first track, really.
I love it.
It feels like a little confirmation, almost like a kind of DJ more.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
It's cool. It's everything's just really tight and everything works really well. Like, you can tell they're really talented because the lead guy, Dom, they're from Birmingham, right?
Yeah.
And apparently he was produced stuff a piece and Swim Deep, was it?
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah. So this was him going, oh, you know what? I'm going to give it a whack. I'm going to try and
do it. My turn.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to get the credit for this one.
Yeah, so you can really tell he knows what he's doing. I know, I really like this as an opener.
I'm more of a fan of it now, I think, than before.
Really?
Yeah, I think it has grown on me. The track Superfood.
Oh, I love that song.
I really don't like it.
It's one of the
really
first
weird
songs I've ever heard where the band have put their name as a song and then also chanted their own name throughout the song.
Like, we are great.
They seem to pull it off, but
I think it works because when I saw it's really confusing when you're trying to name files. I have to say that now. Like, when I was trying to put the files in the system, I was like, Superfood, no, oh no, oh, the song's called, no, wait, the band's called. So for that reason, I'm not a fan of it.
For technical reasons.
it's such a good song, though. Why don't you like it?
I don't know. I think when I first saw it was called Superfood, I was like, right, a bit weird for a start, but fair enough. And then when I actually listened to it, it's just a bit... I don't even know how to describe how I felt about it. It was just... the bit of the chanting is a bit...
When you have a look at that, the guitar in it, when like going on about... You're hungry all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that bit's really good. But
that
just comes straight after the chanty bit.
I think it's kind of Los Campesinos-y kind of...
I was just about to say, I'm trying to nail what this band reminds me of.
Weezer, for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really get a lot of like, kind of Weezer from them.
Yeah, like Blue Album kind of early sweater song vibes. Yeah, no, I can see that. I think...
I was slipping slightly Primal Scream, and I don't know why. Okay. I was going further 80s into Happy Monday's Primal Scream influence, but more the modern side, I'm not sure. I can't really hit the nail. This track I'm relating it to more.
Ooh, there's one song where they sound exactly like Electric Light Orchestra.
Is it called Mr. Blue Sky?
I just had to interrupt, that song, Mr. Blue Sky. I'll play it. You'll know it as soon as you see it.
No, they kept being, it's all like 90s on every single review I read. It was like, just kept going on about how 90s they are.
90s.
I was like,
How Blur, I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. But apparently Superfood's about having the munchies and like wandering down to the fridge.
I've always got Superfood.
I've got Superfood.
Could do with some
Superfood
food right
is
now.
My life.
Yeah, exactly. Should we listen to it? I can't believe you don't like it. I'm out.
Maybe it'll grow on me, maybe
it
will.
So we're going to listen to it and then we'll see what we think.
That was Superfood by Superfood. You're listening to the album review show. Get in touch if you like a bit of Superfood. I'm the chat box or at This Is LSR. What was everyone thinking of that one?
I just love it. But we were just saying how we can't hear anything other than Weezer now.
You're ruined.
Now that Tom said that.
Sorry.
Completely ruined.
No, I do prefer it more than when I first heard that song.
Really?
Yeah,
it's grown on you.
Yeah, a little bit.
With our instruments.
Still not a massive fan of the one we got in the background. I think it is good background for me to talk.
It is so cool.
I like it.
Yeah. It's just, I do like the fact they're so different. Like, nothing on my iPod is like that.
Except Weezer.
Except Weezer and Blur and Electric Light Orchestra.
No, we shouldn't compare.
No, it's hard.
Yeah, we can. Kind of
I think a song like the first track though kind of just shows they did have fun making it.
So much fun. Yeah.
You can just imagine just messing around.
They kind of remind me of the band, and I don't really know them that well to be honest. Architecture in Helsinki.
Not.
This song sounds exactly like the whole album of Architecture in Helsinki, but they didn't really get very far. A lot of twangs, a lot of chorus clapping and stuff like that, but a bit weirder.
Trying too hard.
Yeah, a little bit.
To be weird.
A little bit.
Yeah. It's good. I think they're obviously doing quite well for themselves. Said to you earlier, they've got single of the week on iTunes, so obviously people are gonna be getting into them quite a lot. That's a huge deal. Like I remember getting like Ellie Goulding single of the week, and now look at her.
But I think Superfood are gonna be like pretty big, and so I was kind of surprised when I saw that they were doing Brudenell and like Dingwalls in London, tiny venues. Because to me, I feel like they should already be bigger.
I think I prefer bands though that are like that when they start off so in tiny things like that rather than shooting off to try and do too much at once.
Yeah,
they've definitely been playing the smaller stages at festivals this summer. I can't believe I missed them at Secret Garden Party this year. Both bands were playing on different stages, and that's the sort of festival where up and coming bands are coming anyway. But I was just trying to Google it in time. I think they played Best of Republic stage at Reading and Leeds this year. I'll come back. Someone else wants to talk for like 5 seconds. I'll find out. But no, they are just up and coming, and I suspect that they'll probably did you say, I can't remember, they supported Temples.
Yeah, they are currently supporting Temples.
I suspect that loads of other bands will pick up on them and get them to support them for a while, because great opening band.
Yeah,
I'd be well interested if I saw their set. I can't believe I haven't seen them yet.
I know, it's mad. I can't believe I haven't heard of them before. Like, I heard them like a couple of weeks ago, and it's been like a love affair. Like, I heard them, and I was like, I need to listen to this band more, and that hasn't happened to me in such a long time. And I'm just really excited by them, and I want. But the problem is now I'm going to listen to this album and listen to it and listen to it and be like, why isn't there more? I need another album.
That is, so, yeah, when, that's what I hate when you go and get into a band that are just starting out to bring, well, bring stuff out properly, and you're like, I need more. And then
they do have a few extra tracks on an EP that they brought out.
Yes, Mam, yeah. Isn't it? Is it M-A-M or Mam or I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah.
No, that was really good as well. I gave that a listen. So I'm kind of exhausting my Spotify at the moment of Superfood. Like my last FM is just Superfood. And then Calvin Harris occasionally. Ooh.
I will correct myself. They didn't play Reading or Leeds.
Oh, did they
but
not?
But it might have been Glastonbury or something instead that I saw them. Everybody played Glastonbury this year. When I say it was such a ridiculous lineup, but they're bound to have played some small exclusive stage in a forest. I don't know.
I imagine they did play Glastonbury. They're quite suited. Because they, a little bit, I'm going to make another comparison here as well, especially the song that's playing in the background now. A little bit Tune Yards, kind of, all the percussion and stuff, like a bit. But kind of only on this song, to be honest. The sort of fun side of it as well, but at the same time sounding really fun but also really polished and really talented at the same time. You can tell they're just all very good at what they do and they've come together really well, so no, I'm really excited for them. But you mentioned they were single of the week on iTunes, and
yeah.
The song that is single of the week is a really, really good song.
I love this one.
It's good. And you mentioned is it You Can Believe it's the last track they played on the tour, is it?
Yeah.
It's odd choice.
I thought either TV or Mood Bomb were going to be the last one, but no, it was this one.
Yeah, I think this is kind of Halloween-y. I quite like it. Wanna believe, wanna get ahead.
Hello, that was Melting by Superfood.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
It's because you've got
it
on.
Sorry, it's because I've ruined it.
You can't believe. You can believe.
You can believe.
No one knows it. No one knows.
I've only known the album for like 3 days. It doesn't count. But I love it.
Yeah, it's good. And that was iTunes Single of the Week.
Yes.
So we're backing you all the way, Superfood.
Go Superfood.
Have you seen their website?
No.
It's
I think
I'm looking that up now.
Briefly looked, and then I was like, "Oh no, that's not what I want." And then
in my head, I just see like this like 90s like.
It's a CFAX page. It's so good, and because I was like, "Okay, Superfood don't have a Wikipedia page," which really annoyed me. So if you search Superfood, like the Superfood, the thing comes up. Like,
is it Superfood Junk?
Yeah, superfoodjunk.com, and on there, I think the website. No, you just do continue to main website. I think the idea of the band website is kind of dead. It's good, isn't it?
Oh my god,
this is incredible.
They are reinforcing the 90s guys, thing, aren't
if
they?
If anyone is by a laptop, type in superfoodjunk.com.
Incredible.
And it's awesome. And but they don't have like an about section or anything. I really had to do my research. Like, I had to scour the net to find stuff out about these guys. But so worth it. So worth it. I feel really invested in them now.
The more we mention food,
they've got their own game.
You've got to have the world. Whoa.
Guys, they've got like a super 90s game.
Sorry, I can't distract myself.
If you have an important deadline to do this week, get on the Superfood website instead.
And play loads of games.
And play loads of games to distract yourself.
Oh, that's... Okay, I can't click on it. I'm going to get carried
later,
away.
Later. I think if I were to give them a mark out of 10, I think I'd genuinely give this album a 9.
A 9?
That's my first 9 of the term.
No, 8. Yeah.
An 8.5.
Not even an 8.5. Oh, that is good. That is. Yeah. I'll be honest, I'm going to have to give it more of a listen. I always give, because sometimes I'm a little bit reluctant to, when I listen to songs, I'm like, this is the best thing in the world. And then I listen to it over time, I go,
it's
all right. Another best thing.
Or I do it completely, all the slow burner kind of thing. I'm going to give it like another week before I give it a proper, but off initial, after just a few days, I'll go for the 8.
I think I'm going to say, because I haven't listened to it enough, but...
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 9, but...
It's good.
But the only thing with it, though, they might get, like, Claxon syndrome, Arctic Monkey syndrome, where the first album's amazing, and then when... Oh, the second album, will it be?
I think it'll be quite tough for them to do a second one.
Especially when there's people like me that are like, this is the best album ever.
We love you.
Yeah. Do another one.
Now.
I think it'll be... kind of difficult for them to be taken seriously in a way with the music, like, as well, for to like another album if it's like this, because it does feel like they're just messing around, but in a good way, like it's a feel good thing.
I wonder if it will date, like the whole feel good jumpy fidgety, I love that, fidgety young people on a stage with foam machines. I wonder if that will transfer to several albums.
We'll find out eventually.
We'll finish with the first song they released, I think. This is probably one of their more famous ones, like Mood Bomb's the one they've released, but this is TV, and it's like a social commentary, man. But it's Superfood.
Oh my god.
So it's
man.
But it's Superfood, so it's super fun. So yeah. This is TV.
Yeah.
Blame by Calvin Harris featuring John Newman. Yes, we're going to move on to Emotion by Calvin Harris. Came out on Halloween, which is probably good because it's a horrible album and a lot of horrible things happen on Halloween. How are we all feeling about the album?
I think that kind of perfectly encapsulates right. it. Beth,
well who done. Wants to go first? Who wants to hold the gun first?
I just go on. My main opinion of Calvin Harris' Motion is it just sounds like Sambuca. And Oceana and Regret.
So many.
That's space, isn't it?
And bodycon dresses yes. and heels that are too high and chinos that are just a little bit too tight.
That's Halo, isn't it? And wait, Beth. I'm just ripping into clubs and leads now. Hang on.
I actually saw Calvin Harris live in Oceana when I was 18.
What was that like? That would have been. Oh, come on.
I used to love him.
Really? And he was really. It was just so good. Right. He was just a DJ set.
He, in my opinion, is a genius. Because, oh wait, hold off to this. Everyone's going, what is this guy? Like, they've turned off the radio Ooh. By now. No. 18 months, okay, to be able to beat Michael Jackson's hit, for him to create the same song, like, 8 times and still get a top 10,
yeah,
genius, okay? He is swimming in money. Like, the ends, like, one of the scenes from Breaking Bad where there's just a massive stance of literally, he is just... He just, like I said earlier, he got paid £1 million on Halloween to DJ. Just... You know, press play. Like, no, he's not. I'm not going to rip into DJs because I know there is, like, a certain skill. But
certain
this
skill.
Album, this album, though, is a little bit rubbish. I'll be clean there. There we go.
A big disappointment.
Apart from Blame. I think Blame is a good one, but I've said it, like, it sounds like a John Newman track.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like what John Newman might do on his next album, for instance. But the rest of it's just a little bit, like,
It's just really
annoying,
disappointing.
Blah.
If you were to listen to his stuff, like, I'm not a big Calvin Harris fan anyway, but if you were to listen to his first album, even 18 months of stuff, it's just so much more
I saw
stylish.
Him live with his first two albums when he used to sing, and now he's like, no, I'm just going to DJ now.
He sings on this, and it's just not really
yeah,
good.
But like when
so auto-tuned.
Exactly, and it's such a transition from the first album, and we all, oh, come on. I love the girls. There we go.
I love girls.
Just generally... and except for in the 80s and whatever good. The other tracks were on there, because I can't remember from that yellow covered album.
As soon as he took the glasses off, it was it.
As soon as he revealed that he was ginger, that was it. And I'm ginger. So
Adam can say that because he's ginger.
Gingers have souls.
Do we?
Well, Calvin Harris doesn't because he's brought this into the world.
It's
and
just,
if you had a soul,
like,
you wouldn't.
Can we listen to this for a minute?
No, wait, hang on. Keep it going. Hey, Macarena. Oh, there we go. It's like...
Wait for it. Woo!
That was the first one I listened to, because I was like, just clicked on any, and I was like, what? What's this?
No, I did it from... You know, the first track is all right. I listened to the first track. Yeah, it's track number 5, this one. Faith, which is fine. And I started listening to it. I was like, you know what? I'm quietly optimistic about this. I think it's going to be a good like pop album, like well-produced, blah, blah, blah. It was all downhill from there. It was just
I think we should play the dire end of this album and go with the one with High. Which one is it called again?
It's called Pray to God. So...
Honestly, just for any listeners, just to see... like, because I think we've gone from the best side. Because I think Blame is catchy, at least.
Yeah.
Even if you're not a Calvin Harris fan, it will be stuck in your head. But this
is Haim selling out. This is
what have they done?
If Selling Out were a song, it would be Pray to God by Calvin Harris off his new album Motion.
Oh.
thank you. My heart.
We couldn't even make it to the end.
I know. I was like, guys, Jesus. Anyone in favour of fading this down?
Well done, Haim.
Well done, Haim. You've ruined your career.
You had so much hope.
Yeah.
And there it goes.
If anyone liked that song, please get in contact and tell us. Tweet us at ThisIsLSR.
So we know who you are.
Who to find. And
segregate from everyone else. And judge, yeah.
And we want to do some shout outs for my mum and dad. Hi.
Just going to say hi to my mum and my niece. Thanks for loving the show, guys.
Everyone's family's listening in. Do we have family?
I forgot to tell him.
Oh, you suck.
This is the most important part of anyone.
I'm not having my mum ask for Farrell again on air.
If anyone wants to be my mum, tweet in.
Anyone wants to be Adam's mum, tweet in Adam's mum. Or on the shout
out. I'll be your mum.
Oh, goodness.
Where is this gone?
Anyway, back to the album, if we can call it that. I was saying just now, I've written down, like, my review for this, and I've just written down, I'm just going to play that down a bit because it's really distracting, like the track names, and I've just got a series of words written to them, so I'm going to read them out. Out of place, awful, dated, formulaic, patronising. I was listening to one song. I want to play Faith next because I kind of liked it.
Which one does this?
Actually, I don't know if I want to. I can't even remember. I think this was just
whose
straight
career
up Calvin,
is he ruined
actually.
This one?
No, actually, I want to hammer my point home. So I don't think I will play Faith.
The Pied Piper of music, just luring them in.
But also, what he does is he produces this song, and anytime it gets anywhere near some sort of emotion, like look at Blame or something, you're like, oh, you know, I see where Calvin's going with this. Like, he's kind of getting a bit raw. You know, he's getting a bit emotional, and then the fat drop kicks in and ruins all of it. It makes no sense. Like, am I swaying in the middle of the dance floor, morosely? Am I doing shots? Am I doing the snake in the middle of Oceania? Like, what? It doesn't make any sense. It's just
where's
annoying.
My VK?
Where's my VK?
Crying into my double vodka and lemonade. Like,
ATP shot.
Exactly.
Come on.
I just don't understand. I don't understand.
I think it would now be interesting, though. You said you saw him. Like, it would be interesting to go to one of his DJ sets. If he did purely his own stuff, I reckon you would probably have a good time due to the amount of hits. And he could then slip in these in between.
And pray no one notices.
Or at the end of the... No, you can at the end of the night. Song choice. Which one are we going to go for next? Should we go middle ground?
Well, yeah. You were saying you really liked the Ellie Goulding one.
Well, I say I really like. It is on the similar level towards Blame. And Beth is shaking her head. Look,
like
I love Ellie Goulding, so...
I don't.
Hello.
Sorry.
Awkward.
If you listen to the first line, though, she sounds like Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Fine.
The first line.
I'm trying to help Calvin here.
You've sold it for me now. Definitely have to listen to
it. I do love Sophie.
Go on. Give it a blast. Is it outside? Yeah, okay.
It's called Outside. I think this is kind of it. I feel like Ellie Goulding and Calvin Harris have kind of worked out some horrible, horrendous formula.
Aren't they dating or something?
No, she's with Dougie from McFly.
Wasn't he with Rita Ora?
Right, during this song, I'm going to go online and I'm going to find out all the goss and we can talk about it. So just play it.
Myself was
Do we all remember being in year 7 in music when you'd get the keyboards and they'd have all the weird sounds? That is what the whole album reminded me of, just playing around on those keyboards.
You just press the
DJ.
Demo button.
DJ! DJ!
And the demo, yeah.
That is what Calvin Harris has done.
Well, credit to him, though. Everyone wanted to make that work. You know, when you're in music class and you're like, you know what, I can see a career in this.
Calvin Harris did it.
Calvin did it. We're all just jealous.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's really rich. Really rich. What are we giving our final marks out of 10, then?
Gonna go with a 3. That's all for John Newman.
I'll give it a 4 for John. And Ellie and John.
Solid.
They're
3.
Mates. I can talk about them on first name terms now. They're mates.
Solid 3.
Maybe like a 2.8. I'll never be 2.8. Listening to that ever again.
No,
it hurts, doesn't it? Calvin
4
Harris
because there's only about 4 tracks I'd listen to off the album.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
If anyone particularly drunk. Wants to hate this album a bit, you know, if anyone's listening to it now and they think, oh, you know what, so all right, I kind of want to hate it, listen to the song Open Wide, which is track 12, which is the worst song I've ever heard in my life. So yeah, solid 3 over here. 2.8.
Sorry, Calvin, if you're listening.
Yeah, don't cry, babe. Calvster. Don't cry. But we're going
to cry into your money.
I bet he is listening. I'll bet I'll just listen to Leash Doom Radio today, see what album they're reviewing. Oh,
he's going to stop now. He's going to stop creating music.
I'll tell you what I'll do another song with Ellie Goulding.
He was just having one of those days where everything was just going a little bit wrong. He was just, like the small things, that he spilled a bit of coffee in his lap. And now he's listened to Leeds Student Radio and realised that we don't like his album. It's all gone wrong for Calvin.
Calvin.
Let's move on.
Next time, Calvin.
It's fireworks night, mate.
It's fireworks. Just go and see a display. So we're going to do, before we do a little bit of Mariachi El Bronx, which I'm really excited to do, we're going to do this week in album history. So on the 28th of October 1966, I think. Yeah, we'll go with that.
The Kinks, now.
The year Kinks. We won the World Cup. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
My mum was born that year.
Oh God, guys, details. It was also the year the Kinks released their album Face to Face with the lovely Sunny Afternoon.
Taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, blazing on the sunny. In the summertime, in the summertime. My girlfriend's run up with my car. I'm gone back to her mom park, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cool beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me sail away. Well, give me 2 good reasons why I ought to stay. 'Cause I love to live so pleasant. In the summertime, in the summertime.
Yeah.
It's what we like.
That is what we like. That was The Kinks, A Sunny Afternoon, off their album that came out on the 28th of October, this week in music history, face to face. But now we're moving on to something I'm really excited about, and you guys actually haven't heard this album, which is fine because I am willing to talk about it. It's the new Mariachi El Bronx album. Have you guys heard of The Bronx? Not the place, the band.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that was a the bit. Weirdest noise. Yeah. Maybe it's okay if you haven't, because I don't listen to them at all. But they're an American hardcore band, so called The Bronx. And then, but they're really talented and they're really good at what they do. And so, in order to challenge themselves musically, in 2006, they were doing an acoustic session, and they thought, you know what? Instead of doing just a normal acoustic session, let's like challenge ourselves. Let's do a mariachi session. Like, let's take loads of Latin influence. And people loved it so much, they've created this alter ego called Mariachi El Bronx, and they perform as Mariachi El Bronx, and they're really, really good at it. And they're actually like my mom's favorite band, which is adorable because the Bronx are just this horrendous, like really noisy American hardcore band. But yeah, so they've released, this is their third album. First one, they're just called 1, 2, and 3, which is really boring, but whatever. We'll work on it. And
we'll move on.
Yeah, I haven't actually confessed, I haven't listened to the second album, but the first album was the official Christmas album of the Thomas Family Christmas 2010.
What?
So yeah, that's just how we go, you know, that's just what we do. My family were all massive fans.
That's better than a Grammy, that.
More good a band one.
Need to write to them and let them know. Guys, just so you know. But yeah, this is their third album, and it came out yesterday, and I grabbed it with both hands. So yeah, if you guys haven't listened to Mariachi El Bronx, you're going to want to listen to them after this. So let me know what you think. This is Wildfires.
Yes.
What do we think, guys?
Love it.
Strictly Come Dancing.
Say what you say. That.
Strictly Come Dancing.
Everyone's ruining me with this. Like, my dad just texts me supermarket music.
Sitting in Chiquitos or Nando's.
Just let it happen. It is what it is. It does make me hungry, I won't lie.
I really want some Doritos.
Yeah, we started off talking about superfood and that ended on some salsa. I'm so hungry.
Cultural appropriation to the max. You guys suck. I just think they're so talented. I mean, to be honest.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not a mariachi expert. Unbelievably, I mean, despite appearances, I'm not actually really schooled in mariachi music. It's just, you've ruined that song for me now.
I do massively appreciate it.
Do they all sound
though,
like that? Can we listen to 5 seconds of something else quickly? Have you got anything else? I'm intrigued.
I've got the whole album here, so okay.
Just blast something for 10 seconds and see if it
really
goes.
Really run out of time, but
I know.
I want to. This is like a quite sort of religious-y one. You'll know what I mean, Matt.
Will I?
I think so.
Will I?
Just wait. Echo all your faith in
God, son. Oh, yeah.
It's good, isn't
that's
it?
Strictly
that's one of my favourites.
Strictly Come Dancing and the theme of the week is world.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Ruined.
Ruined.
Like, just the whole album.
It's cool.
I mean, you're not allowed on this show anymore.
No, I'll be back.
I'll be back every week. It's just... Yeah, no, I just love it. I just think it's really good. And the trumpets, and it's just so refined. And it's-